Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you. And today I want to answer the question of whether Anavar is overrated or whether it's underrated. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there watching and supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't yet, please like, share, subscribe, comment, just interact with the channel. Whatever you can do, it helps the channel to grow and it allows me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. Also, today's video is sponsored by letsgetchecked.com. Now, letsgetchecked.com specializes in at-home blood testing. It's very simple. Go to the website, letsgetchecked.com, pick out whatever blood panel you want to order. They have many, many options for men and women. Check them out. Order whatever you want. It's going to get sent to you. You're going to register the kit online. You're going to provide the sample, ship it back. If you want your results faster, you're going to get it back faster. They're going to email you the results. It comes very quickly. They have doctors and nurses there to answer questions for you. So it's fast, easy, reliable, discreet, efficient. Letsgetchecked.com coupon code Jamelli30 is going to save you 30% off your entire order. All right, so let's talk about good old Anavar, one of my favorites, least favorites, and favorites. I say that condescendingly because we all know my history with Anavar, and I was the one that made the video on my apologies to Anavar for all of the name calling and cutting into the compound that I did over the years and degrading it and saying how much it sucked when in reality I love it. And it turns out to be one of my favorite compounds. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not overrated, or does that mean that it's underrated? I'm going to hit this from both angles. So, is it overrated? And the answer is yes. And you're probably saying to yourself, you hypocrite, how could you just say it's one of your favorite compounds that you're saying it's overrated? Let me explain. There are so many people that have this misconception that Anavar is a magic weight loss drug, that if you take Anavar, you are going to drop 30 or 40 pounds. You are going to look like a bodybuilder. You're going to be cut. You're going to be shredded. You're going to be this. You're going to be that. And a lot of that is because Hollywood with their, you know what, I'll leave that alone. Hollywood glamorized it. A lot of celebrities did. And you know how people are when they think that a celebrity is using something and if they look great, they think they're going to look just like that. And before you know it, it spirals out of control that everybody thinks that it's this magic drug. And while I love Anavar, and I do, it does not do nearly what so many people have in their head that it does. It became one of those things where it's like mainstream media, which has a way of rearing its ugly head on everything anymore. And what it has done is put this huge misconception upon others. Then you've got influencers. I don't even want to call them influencers. I don't even know what I would call them. I don't know because I don't want to be derogatory to the great influencers out there that I have a ton of respect for. But these are not influencers. A lot of these people on TikTok and Instagram. And I don't want to throw shade or cut at anybody, but these people, like, they're early 20s and they do things that hurt people and they don't care, they don't understand, they don't know, they have bad motives. I have a problem with that. And they glorify stuff like this and make it sound like something that it's not. And so for that aspect of things, yes, it's overrated because this misconception has been put out there that it does things that it doesn't do, that it just doesn't do. Now, here's why I'm going to tell you it's extremely underrated. Anavar gets this stigma. Several stigmas. One, and I did a video on this where I discussed, is Anavar really, really that mild? So it gets a stigma of being extremely mild or weak. It gets a stigma of being a female steroid because it's one of the easiest steroids for a female to use. That's not going to cause them problems. So I don't understand how it is a female steroid. It's just more conducive to a female's health. And females don't want to be running Anadrol or D-ball. So they pick a steroid that's more aesthetically pleasing as well. See, meatheads believe that the only steroids out there are the ones that gain 25 and 30 pounds. That is not the case. If that were the case, there would be no Primabol and there would be no Anavar. There would be no Winstrol. There would be no Mastron. What would the point be in having these? There would be no Halotestin. There'd be no Tren, because Tren is not categorized, so to speak, as a bulking compound. Now, you certainly can bulk on it, but it's not like the other ones. So a lot of people use Tren to shred up and cut up. So you might as well forget that, too, for the meatheads. So that's a big misconception, and it's a bad stigma put on it that puts things into people's heads that say, well, that's a female steroid, I don't want to use that. Well, that is just ridiculous and absurd. And a lot of people don't realize the amount of strength that you get with Anavar. You can get a ton of strength. And don't, I am not going to sit here and tell you you're going to gain 10 pounds on Anavar unless you're severely undersized and you're eating a ton. But don't kid yourself that you can't gain 3, 4, 5 pounds on it, because you certainly can. Now, if you're massive and already so big, then no, you're not going to do that or you won't notice it. But somebody like me, for example, my size, or even people a little bit bigger than me, yeah, you'll notice it. You certainly will. You absolutely will. You know, a lot of these things depend on your size, and that's why a lot of bigger guys don't love Primabol, because they don't really see much from it. I get it. It's not for them, and it's not for everybody, just like D-ball is not for everybody. Nothing is for everybody. But Anavar is really, really underrated, more so in amongst the meatheads, bros, and bodybuilders. Now, a lot of people that run cycles are very aware, but you know, there's a good majority of people that have misconceptions, and that makes it extremely underrated, especially calling it mild. Well, it is mild in comparison to some other compounds. That is a fact, but it doesn't mean that it's mild in totality. It still has an array of side effects, which I've discussed several times. So that mild thing, it needs to be understood. Don't think that if you have health issues or if you use it, you're not going to have side effects or it's not going to cause you problems. That's a huge misconception, and it's just not a fact. It's just not. It's definitely going to have side effects, and it definitely can cause some problems, several. So, but I would say in totality, it's definitely more underrated than overrated. But I had to throw that aspect in regards to the way that it can be looked at and why it comes across as being underrated or overrated because of the misconceptions and the disinformation that has been put out there. And then it causes a misbelief amongst people. But in total, I would definitely lean it towards being underrated. And for me, you know, in my top three, it's like 1A is Primo, 1B is Anavar. I just, the main reason I put Anavar second is how I feel on cycle, because by week 5, with an oral steroid, for me, I start feeling like crap no matter what. No matter what it is I'm running. In Primabol, and you just feel great the entire cycle, at least for me. And for most, that's one of the cleanest, best feeling cycles that you're going to run. And that's the thing that separates it for me. I actually see more off of Anavar than I do on a lot of things, but I do not like the way that it makes me feel at a certain point. I don't. And it always seems like it takes me at least 2 or 3 weeks for it to just get out of my system, which doesn't make sense. But that's just how it is on how I feel with it. So with the shorter half-life, you know, I would hope that it would not plague me like that for so many extra, but it always seems to. And so, you know, I've got some ideas as to why on that, but that's not what this is about. So it's up to you to decide the compounds you like and how you view them and what you feel about them. But from what I've seen for so many years and what I've come across, the answer is that it's underrated. So, and I'm also one that admits that I severely underrated it myself. So that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.